Thought for today. I am known by the respect and love of my peers. I am known by the respect and love of my peers. This is far more true than we will ever realize. We start with little children. Little children are known by the respect and love of their peers. Do the little children get along well with other little children? Do they work harmoniously together? Are they living a happy, joyous time together? Do they have troubles or problems? Or do they just have a lot of good times together? Do they get angry at each other once in a while and forget it just as quick? Yes. Okay. We go on to adults. Are adults known by the respect and love of their peers? Very much so. But stop and think who their peers are. Their peers are their family. Their peers are their fellow workmen in whatever job they might have. Their fellow peers are the grocery, the butcher shop, the laundry, the various other merchants that they deal with during the day. Our peers are the people that we are in everyday contact with. Think about that. What do the people in our world think of us? What kind of respect do they have for us? Well, it boils down to one thing. What respect do we have for ourselves? What respect do you have for yourself? Do you like yourself? If you like yourself, your peers will like you. Well, I like me, and my friends just don't like me. The people in my world just don't like me. Well, what do you mean you like yourself and your friends don't like you? How could you like yourself and your friends not like you? Well, I do everything I want to do, and I'm having a good time. Well, do you like yourself? Are you considerate of things that are beneficial to you? Now, do you dump your garbage in the street? Well, yes, you know. I just sweep it off my sidewalk, I sweep it off my lawn, I just put it out in the gutter, and I let the street cleaner come along and clean it up. Well, is that the program of the community? Is the program of the community to put the clippings and so forth from your lawn and your trees out in the gutter to let the street come along and pick it up? Well, yeah, they're supposed to come along and pick it up. Well, what does it say you're supposed to do? Just put them out there? Just think of the people they'd have to employ to pick that stuff all up. How are you supposed to put it out there? Well, they want you to put it in bags, but why waste a bag when you just throw it out there in the street and they can sweep it up and put it in their truck? Well, a bag is how they pick it up. They just reach down, grab a bag, the whole thing is done. They don't have to sweep the street, they don't have to shovel it, they don't have to do anything else. They just pick up the bag and put it in the truck. Well, hey, that's their problem. No, it's not. You are paying taxes, along with everyone else, to have the street cleaner come along and pick up the bags. And it was decided that it was more efficient for the street cleaners just to pick up a bag than to sweep it up, because to sweep it up takes a lot more time, a lot more effort, and a lot more people. Well, that's their problem. No, it's your circumstance, because you have chosen to live in this community that handles it that way. Well, heck, I should go move somewhere else where I don't have to do that. Well, you tell me a community where you don't have to do that, and I will be very surprised. Because every community works cooperatively with the people. You are paying taxes, and you don't want your taxes spent on unnecessary things. You want it spent on necessary things, okay? What do you want it spent on? What do you want done? How do you want to cooperate with your neighbors? How do you want to be respected and known by your peers? How do you want your peers to know about you? As a friendly, loving, caring, sharing, community-spirited person, or as an individual that just goes off and does your own thing? Now, there's nothing wrong with going off and doing your own thing. There's nothing wrong with that at all. The only thing wrong with that is if you expect other people to appreciate what you're doing. If you're going to, like Ellen, she left her family in Europe and came to America. Now, her family in Europe said, "Hey, Mom, what are you doing? Run off to America. We want you here." And she says, "No, I've got to do my own thing." "But, Mom, we want you here." "No, I got to do my own thing." And then Ellen was distressed because the children didn't love her because she went away and didn't stay with them. And so she tried to make them love her even with her going away, and it doesn't work that way. You cannot be known and respected by your peers for things that you are doing that are contrary to their best wishes. What's the best wishes of a family? It's to keep the family all close at hand, right? What's the best wishes for the individuals in the family? To go out and find your fortune. To go out and travel the world. To go out and seek adventure and seek all the wonderful experiences that life has to offer. But if you do that, then you're not going to stay home with Mommy. You're not going to stay home with your father. We saw in the movie last night, Baloo, that the young daughter of the wolf wanted to go out and do her own thing. And she told her father, "But Dad, I'm grown up now. I'm a year old." And the father said, "But you'll always be my daughter." "All right, so I'll always be your daughter, but I'm still got to do my own thing. I still got to go run with what I have to do." And what did she end up doing? She ended up being the head of the pack, of a pack she had never met before, she never knew. But they were her kinsmen, and she felt responsibility for them. Why did she feel responsibility? She felt responsibility from deep within her. Did the pack deny her? This is a female wolf. And female wolves don't usually run the pack. Male wolves run the pack. Why did they not deny her? Because the females had written the story. Now, Ingeborg, when someone wakes you up when you're sleeping, don't say, "Oh, I know, I know." Because then you come across on the microphone here as, "Oh, I know, I know, I know." And you want to be respected and loved by your peers? Then practice staying awake. Practice being alert. Perhaps going to bed on time. Perhaps taking your naps on time. But just practice being alert. Now, I find it difficult to have any of you give a talk up here, because when you give a talk, you stare at me. And you should look at everybody. You shouldn't just stare at one person, because if you stare at one person, that doesn't mean that you're speaking to the audience. That means you're just speaking to one person. And that gets a little tiring, because that eye contact to one person is boring and puts you to sleep. So spread your eye contact around. And as you spread it around, you keep everybody awake, including yourself. How do you gain the respect and love of your peers? You gain the respect and love of your peers first by gaining the respect and love of yourself. Are you happy with what you're doing? Are you happy with the way you're living your life? Are you happy with the things that you're doing? Really, are you? Are you happy? Now, we have students who write into the university here and take the courses by correspondence. Most of them are rather outstanding. In fact, they're superiorly outstanding. But there are a few who want to do it their own way. "I don't know why I should have to write a 100-word essay." Well, because that's just one of the rules. "I don't know why I should have to write it. I can say this in..." Because that's the rule. "Well, why can't I write a book review that's more than 5 pages? Because we say 5 pages or less, because we don't want to have to spend all of our time reading the book that we've already read, that we know all about. We want you to tell what the book meant to you." "Well, I don't know why I have to say that." And then, now you're going to write a dissertation. You're going to write a thesis. And we say, the thesis should be drawn from what you have learned in the textbook. It should show that the textbook has been read and studied and learned. And what did the textbook say to you? You can say anything you want. But the thing is, relate it to what the textbook said. Well, why should I do that? It should be an independent research thesis. It should show my own independent research. It should show where I am at, what I'm doing. No. The thesis, the dissertation, should show what did the book say to you? How did the book influence your life? How did the textbook cause you to become a more fantastic person in any way? And of course, sometimes we don't require that. Sometimes we let the thesis and the dissertations go through even when they don't even mention the book once. Sometimes I write in the beginning, according to the studies in the book, Art and Science of Wholeness, and then go on, let them go on. And they say, yeah, that was a good idea to put that in there. Yeah, that was good. Yeah, that was good. Well, you should do that yourself. If you want to be known by your peers and loved by your peers, then you should cooperate in the programs that you and your peers are working on. And if you don't do that, then what happens? You're not being your genius self. I don't want to drive on the right side of the road. I want to drive on the left. I am from Britain, and I like driving on the left side of the road. Well, here in America, we drive on the right side of the road. But I don't like it. Then go to Britain, or go to some British country, or some country that drives on the left, and be happy there. But I don't want to go someplace else. I want to do it right here. Well, then buy a state, and in that state, have it. The rules be that you drive on the left-hand side. Well, I want the whole United States that way. Well, then buy the whole United States. Buy all the highway systems in the United States, take them over, and it's a private enterprise, and then say one of the rules is that you drive on the left. But that's expensive. Well, it's expensive to go against the pack. It's expensive to go against your peers. Because if you go against your peers, what could happen? In the wolf pack story, Blue, last night, there was one wolf who wanted to keep the status quo. He was not an ugly person, but he was just a wolf. And he wanted to keep the status quo. And the girl, Blue, said, no, we're going to go and find this new land where it's going to be abundance for us. And the other wolf said, no, we're going to stay here. Well, now, the girl was not making any friends for herself because the other wolf said, come on, let's go take her. Let's rip her up. And they almost started doing that. But the leader of the pack, he got up and he said, now, just a minute, relax. And then later, when the leader of the pack didn't make it to go with the rest of the pack, and he stayed back. And the wolf said, come with me to my home. And the leader said, no, I will stay here with this wolf that was a bad wolf, because we are of the pack, and we will be together. And we will do our thing here. Now, had you ever in your life seen anything so noble? What a noble representation. The leader of the pack was not angry with the young wolf because he was trying to take over, and because he was trying to lead and trying to bring the wolf pack into their highest good. You see, even in doing what he didn't lose the respect of the leader. Because the leader knew what he did and knew why he did it. The leader knew why the young girl had to lead the pack. The leader knew why her father had to go back to where he was from. The leader knew all these things. Not because he had precognition and could see ahead, not because of any of those things, but because he listened in his heart. Now you see, was that leader... Did they want to destroy him? Did they want to hurt him? No. The young leader wanted to make him do things, but he really didn't want to hurt him. The leader had the respect of his peers. He had the love of his peers, and they would do anything he asked. And that's really pretty wonderful. That's really pretty wonderful. Now, do we have the love of our peers, you and I? Do those people who know us love us? Do those people who know us respect us? Do those people who know us stand by us under all circumstances? If we were reported dead, would they believe we were dead? If we were reported to be put in prison for doing something, would we believe that they were put into prison for doing something? If we were told that they were naughty people, would we believe they were naughty people? Or would we know them because we respect them and we love them? You see, all these illusions, they're tests. They're only tests for us to stand up and be ourselves and be untouched. It's a lot of responsibility. Are you ready for taking your place, your role, your part in this game? I think you are. I think you are. I'm known by the respect and love of my peers. Believe in yourself. I'm known by the respect and love of my peers. Let it be so. I love you.